Thank you for contacting Omex Health. My name is Maya. May I have the zip code to ask the count?
Yes, it's 06062.
And may I have the name?
Michael Garand.
Michael Garand. And may I have the address?
Yeah, it's 81 Pinnacle Road, Plainville, Connecticut.
Okay, give me just 1 second, sir.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Looking over your accounts, I do see you had to cry out for your CPD pain relief roll-on. How may I assist you?
Well, I just received a package in the mail with the roll-on and also two packages of the collagen powder, but I canceled both items at least 2 months ago, so I was kind of surprised to get an order in the mail.
Okay, bear with me just 1 second. Let me take a look over the information on the account.
Sure.
So you say that you had already called in and canceled the order?
Yeah, I had canceled both items back, I don't know, at least 2 months ago.
Give me just 1 second. Give me just 1 second, sir. Let me just seek more assistance regarding this issue, okay?
Sure.
I'm sorry, do you remember what day you called in, sir?
I don't remember. It was I want to say it was during the week, but with all the COVID stuff, I don't recall when it was. I think it was even pre-COVID, but I don't remember exactly when it was.
Okay, because we see where you placed the order, sir, but it's a recurring order. You request a recurring order to be every 2 months, but we don't see any notes regarding you calling in to cancel.
Yeah, I spoke. God, I don't remember her name. I called in and I spoke with a woman, and I said that the items, my wife doesn't like the taste of the collagen powder, and the CBD roll-on isn't effective for me because I have permanent sciatic nerve damage, and it just doesn't work for me. And that was it was definitely more than 2 months ago that I did that. And the woman I spoke with said, okay, no problem, we'll discontinue the order.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just take a thorough look over the notes on the account. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Hey, give me 1 second, because I'm just still seeking more assistance regarding this issue, okay?
Yeah, I have one question for you. The GLF number, the shipments came in two separate packages. Is the GLF number supposed to be the same on both items? Because there's two separate GLF numbers.
Give me 1 second with that question, because I'm not sure what the GLS is. Give me 1 second with that, okay?
You know, do you remember when I canceled the order?
Yeah.
When was it?
At least a week ago.
A week? At least it's been months since I canceled this OMAX stuff. A week.
We don't have any other... Well, sir, we don't have any recordings regarding you calling in to cancel, sir, other than you calling on today. Do you have a prior confirmation of cancellation that you have?
Because
you said you called in 2 days after you placed the order to cancel?
Oh, no. I had received two shipments. I had actually received two shipments after I placed the order, and then I called in to cancel.
Okay, so do you have that cancellation number, sir?
I would have to go through my paperwork. I don't have that stuff in front of me, unfortunately. And she did. I don't think she gave me a cancellation number.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome to call back in, sir, with the cancellation number, sir, because we don't have any record of you calling in nor notes on the account, sir.
I don't think she gave me a cancellation number. I don't believe she ever gave me a cancellation number. She just said, I'll take care of it. No problem.
But do you remember who you spoke with, sir?
I don't know. How many employees do you have at your company?
16.
And how likely would it be that I remember the name of one of your employees? Several months ago. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying it's very unlikely that I would remember exactly who I spoke with several months ago.
Well, unfortunately, sir, at this time, sir, the only thing I can do is... You have to call in, sir, with the cancellation number, sir, or any record of your calling in, because we don't have any notes regarding you calling in, sir.
Okay, here, why don't we do this? Why don't we cancel the order right now?
Okay, well then, of course, you're more than welcome to definitely go ahead and cancel out that account for you. And I can give you that cancellation number. Bear with me just 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Just 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, yes, sir. So I did cancel the account out for you, and I can also give you that cancellation email, the cancellation number.
Okay, good.
Okay, it'll be C52878.
Okay. And your name is?
Imaya.
E-M?
I-A-Y-A.
Imaya. Okay. All right. And if I do come across the paperwork with the other cancellation number, I'll give you a call. I probably have it upstairs somewhere. I just don't have access to it right now. But I know I did call and cancel it several months ago, but I just don't know where that information is. I don't recall her giving me a cancellation number, but it is what it is. So just to review, both items are canceled as of today, and I have the cancellation number C52878.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help, and have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting OMEX Health. You have a good evening.
Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.